Is that what you're going to wear?
My 9-year-old daughter Mariah addresses me from my bedroom doorway, her nose wrinkled. I studied my reflection in the mirror above my dresser. Yeah, what's wrong with it?
It's boring. I thought you were going to a party.
It's just my friends at the pub. I frowned at the hunter green polo shirt I'd chosen because it was on the top of the pile in my drawer. Was that the problem? Or was it the khaki pants? Mariah entered the room and flopped onto my bed, chin propped in her hands.
But it's a party, right? A bachelor party for Uncle Griffin?
Yes. Bachelor parties were not my favorite thing, but Griffin, Dempsey, and I had grown up next door to each other, and we'd been best friends since we were younger than Mariah. He was getting married in 2 weeks, and I was the best man. In other words, tonight was a must show.
What's a bachelor anyway?
Mariah wondered. It's a guy who isn't married. I scratched my jaw. Maybe the belt was wrong. I unbuckled it, deciding to swap it for a darker brown leather.
Are you a bachelor?
No.
But you're not married?
I was.
But you're not divorced. Is there a name for what you are?
A widower, I told her, slipping a new belt through the loops.
That sounds like an old man.
I am an old man.
Daddy, you're 33. That's not that old,
she said, letting me know with her tone that it was somewhat old. Thanks. Is this any better? I turn around. I held out my arms, showing off the new version of my party outfit. Mariah shook her head.
No, you're still boring.
I gave her a dirty look.
What? You asked. I'm just being honest.
A cheeky grin appeared.
You look like the guy who came to measure for the new windows yesterday.
I groaned.
Come on. That guy had a huge pot belly. Or maybe the guy who sold Grandma her new car?
Fred y'all do?
He's got a pot belly and he's bald.
That's it. I dove for her. She squealed and tried to scramble off the bed, but I managed to get her in my grip and tickle the spot behind her left ear that always made her giggle and squirm.
No, no, I'm sorry, she shrieked. I take it back. You're the handsomest daddy in the world.
I'm positive, I whispered frantically to Blair in the kitchen. I felt it. Then I looked right at it. I said, it's big. Then I tried to escape through his closet. Cringing, I shook my head. It was so embarrassing. I'm sure he was more embarrassed than you were, Blair giggled as she dumped a big bag of barbecue chips into a bowl. What did he say? Nothing. I poured 2 glasses of Pinot Grigio and plunked a few ice cubes into a tumbler for Mariah, who was waiting for us in the den. What on earth could he say? Wonder what did you do to turn him on? I have no idea. I pulled a pitcher of lemonade from the fridge and poured some into the tumbler. Chose his outfit? Complimented his eyes? Bent over in front of him? Blair munched on a chip. Those jeans do look amazing on you. You think? I glanced at my behind, which was where I felt like I carried every single one of the 10 pounds I was always trying to lose. Okay, 15. Definitely, she said. I took out a second bowl and dumped a bag of Skinny Pop in it. I was still getting over my shock that he invited me up to his room in the first place. It was like my greatest fantasy coming to life, except that there was a wedding picture of him and Trisha on the dresser. Blair looked surprised. Still? I ate some popcorn. Did I ever tell you, the night they got married, I cried myself to sleep? Oh, really? Yep. I'd been away at college for a year already. I'd finally lost my virginity. But anyway, I was 19 and thought I was over Cole Mitchell once and for all. Then I saw him standing at the front of the church in a black suit, tears in his eyes, watching Trisha walk toward him, and it hit me. I'd never be over him, and he'd never be mine. I stayed as long as I could at the reception. Then I came home and bawled my eyes out. You're killing me. Blair ate another chip. How many guys have you dated because they reminded you of Cole? Too many. I shoved more popcorn in my mouth. And they always turn out to be jerks. Maybe you should date, like, the opposite of him.